Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out.
My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way.
My mission for 28 years has been to fire the flare.
What has he got?
To be Paul Revere.
If not himself.
2.0.
Then he has.
And we've had more success than I ever imagined together, thanks to what we've done. We've done it the American way. We stand at the precipice of the great struggle against the New World Order. And thanks to your actions and my actions, humanity is awakening and we have a fighting chance. Friday, October 7th, 2022, and we've got one hell of a broadcast lined up for you today. Mark Passio, I've known about Mark for 7-8 years, really smart guy, and he's become even more prominent. I have people come up to me on the street constantly, I mean 4 or 5 times a week, talking about Mark Passio, and my wife's a huge fan. She watches and listens to all of his shows, and she's really helped her expand her understanding of things, which I really like. You know, I've helped her some too. She's helped me. She's really excited. He's on in the second hour today. I have to do some long 2-3 hour presentations with him in the future on Saturdays and Sundays as we move into doing more and more podcasting style, old school that we helped pioneer. And then Steve Quayle on the global threat of nuclear war and cyber attack and just everything that he's been predicting. Talk about an original OG. This guy was way ahead of his time, even more than I've been, or even William Cooper or anybody out there. I mean, I would hear Quayle. I discovered Quayle 30 years ago before I even got on air, and I thought, this guy's really well-spoken, but he's out there. Human-animal hybrids, weather weapons, forced injections, and you look back 30 years, and his dozens of best-selling books, and it's just ridiculous how right he was. And now, unfortunately, he's being completely vindicated because it's all coming true. Exactly as he said it would, Steve Quayle, third hour, and then, of course, great historian and researcher, Jay Dyer, in the fourth hour, as he does every Friday in the fourth hour. Now, we're going to go to break and come back and get in the situation with Zelensky calling for preemptive strikes on Russia, on the homeland of Russia, that would cause World War III. Just totally insane. We've got that. We've got Biden saying we're on the verge of Armageddon. That's all coming up. And we're not going to talk much today about the jury that's out in the show trial in Connecticut. I've got notes from my lawyer about what they asked for. I'd said $7 million. I miscalculated what he told me over the phone. They asked the jury for $8.25 billion. might as well ask for 80 quadrillion. What a bunch of ambulance chasers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
You thought the leaden winter
it's Friday,
bring you down forever.
October 7th, 2022. Strap yourselves in.
Of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have entered the Twilight Zone officially on so many fronts. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Zelensky, who was elected but has now arrested all his political opposition, even outlawed liberal parties that are anti-Russia. He says only one party allowed. He's taken over all radio, TV, and print under his control. He set up death camps. He called in a speech yesterday that the media first said was a deep fake. No, they confirm it's him now. Now they're defending it. For the United States and NATO to start preemptively attacking targets inside Russia. To quote, preclude them and deter them from escalating the war. Okay, so attack Russia proper, which is a complete open act of war. Under international law, Russia could then nuke us. I mean, this guy wants Armageddon. And on the heels of that, the article's up on InfoWars.com, Biden told a bunch of Democrats at a fundraiser who reportedly loved it. Hell, they're all over the news saying nuclear war is survivable. Biden warns of nuclear Armageddon, says the world's in more danger than even the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I agree with that statement. I mean, that's the first big story we're going to get to next segment. U.S. is piling up an anti-radiation drug that doesn't let you bleed out as easily when your cells dissolve, but you still die. But I guess it won't be as gruesome looking. That's being given to the troops and government operatives, not just in Europe, but also in the United States. They're also stocking up on potassium iodide pills, which do protect you from a lot of the radiation that'll precipitate out into the thyroid. But if you have good enough iodine in the thyroid, it can't get in there. That's why we hammer and push X2 and X3 constantly. Imagine if it protects your thyroid from radioactive isotopes. Imagine what else iodine does. Well, it's essential. That means you die without it. Like, you die without water in 4 or 5 days. You die without food in a month. You die without iodine by the different diseases and things you get and degeneration in about 4 or 5 months with no iodine. It's essential. Look it up. So I'm not selling X2 and X3 for radiation protection. It only protects you from some isotopes. I'm selling it because it's essential and it's awesome, and we've got the best at InfoWarsStore.com. The reason I raise this is we got a big shipment of it in, and I've been selling it for 50% off, but it looks like it's going to sell out in like a week at the current rate. I'm keeping it 50% off. Even though it's going to sell out, X3, all three of the good types of iodine you need, we are not going to raise the price like a lot of other folks are raising the price on ingestible, high-quality nutraceutical iodine. We've got the best out there. We are not going to raise the price. Stamina, libido, energy, focus. It's critical in all electrochemical activity in the body. We have the other big sale going. Everything is 40-50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock. So good for your immune system and everything else. Tastes great. All the vitamins, all the minerals. Back in stock, 50% off. Part of the InfoWars Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air and be healthy at the same time. Thank you so much for your support. Now, we're going to get into all this other news on Ukraine and more when we come back. As I said, and Biden continuing to block pipelines while saying we'll get our oil now from Venezuela. True sabotage. But the first thing I want to hit is when we come in at the bottom of the hour after I cover Russia, I'm going to get into the admissions and mainline science everywhere now that the shots are erasing your immune systems, attacking your entire cardiovascular system, your brain, your heart, your lungs, all your blood vessels, and killing people en masse. And I aired this report yesterday, but it's so important. I'm going to air it again first before we come back, because this is the number one issue, the chemical attack we're under, the biological attack. Here's the report.
New vaccine with a new approach. For most Americans, that means one COVID-19 shot once a year, each fall. If it sounds familiar, it's because it is. The White House has been comparing it to the annual flu shot. Now more than 200 million people are eligible to get a booster from Pfizer and Moderna. But questions remain over how many actually will get it.
They intended to never stop the lockdowns in Australia, Canada, Europe, you name it.
The country's zero COVID strategy came at a cost. Melbourne, capital of Victoria State, had six lockdowns. Only those who've received the jab are allowed to visit restaurants, gyms, and most stores.
No, people's freedoms have been taken away. Some people have willingly thrown it away. Very restrictive on movement and everything. It's pretty much like an open-air prison here in Australia.
But I said in December, I could metaphysically, intellectually, economically, culturally see it. I said, we've won this round of the fight, but barely. We're bloodied, but we're awake now, and we got a chance. This is not some accidental thing. These aren't just companies that mean well, that screwed up and all this garbage. These are individuals that are using this to take over the planet.
I see already that it's checkmate. The only question that's still a variable is how much carnage and what will be the body count of the innocent until we get to that point.
The numbers mirror Israel. They mirror Europe. They mirror areas of Asia that keep the statistics and show it.
Taiwan, the number of people dying after their COVID vaccination is exceeding the number of deaths from the virus itself.
And if you look, the peak of taking the poison shots was in December of 2021. Since then, there is a 99% rejection. 99.
By late May, there will be enough vaccine for every American who wants one. The problem is, millions don't.
Well, I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm honestly not scared of the virus.
I don't trust the vaccine at all.
Polls suggest a large number of Americans will refuse a vaccine. Most of them are Republicans, supporters of former President Donald Trump.
How some groups would not want to do it for reasons that I just don't understand.
Even if it doesn't prevent you from getting COVID, I'm double boosted. I got it myself here just the last week or so. It makes the symptoms a lot less severe. It gets you back on duty.
A survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation found 29% of the healthcare workers questioned likely would not get the vaccine.
Why did you decide to put your livelihood on the line?
I felt that what they were doing, what they have done, is they've basically held for ransom your health insurance, your benefits, your livelihood, your career in some cases.
So they've gone from having a helpless population to believe every word they were saying and massive uptake of this garbage that erases your immune system and doesn't protect you. And now the CDC is saying, oh, we made big mistakes. It doesn't protect you. We lied to you, but it was for your own good.
We made some pretty public mistakes, and we need to own them.
The CDC says the review found the agency's COVID guidance was confusing and overwhelming.
We have the CDC document from 2000 and others where they said it isn't going to work. And it's going to cause massive heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, infertility, strokes, The list goes on and on.
I'm one of the few people, along with my 3,500 experts, who have looked at the Pfizer documents. And I can tell you, they knew from a month after the rollout that they did not work.
Yeah.
So the reason I say mass murder with such calmness is that if not only that, the FDA knew, because at the bottom of these documents it says FDA confidential. The FDA has custody of these 50,000 documents that Pfizer was forced to reveal. So they knew that they didn't work. They knew 3 months in that 1,200 people were dead, four of them the day they were injected, and they kept going. They knew in April of last year that children's hearts were being damaged a week after the injection, and they kept going.
99%+ reduction in people taking it. Now, what happens when 99% say no? All the intimidation, all the threats that people been under in healthcare and government and the military, being tortured with this and seeing their friends and family get sick and die, they say, you know what, screw you, everybody's on my side, and you have that tipping point, that turning point. This is spectacularly positive news. And this information from this show needs to be clipped out and needs to be spread to the four winds. Because this is victory.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The United States and NATO have surrounded Russia. 8 years ago, they overthrew an elected government in Ukraine and began combat operations against Russian-held areas. In February of this year, on the 24th, the Russians invaded those areas. They've now annexed about 10% of the eastern area of the nation. Zelensky, that we know of, has had over $80 billion just since late February pumped into the country. Much of it is admitted to have been laundered back to the deep state in Europe and the United States. Zelensky's getting all these high-tech weapons, more and more heavy weapons. He's demanded aircraft, you name it. He's got missiles that can be fired and travel up to 100 miles into Russia. And now, Zelensky came out yesterday. The full speech is on Infowars.com. Breaking, Zelensky says NATO must, quote, launch preemptive strikes on Russia. Preemptive strikes are needed so that they know what awaits them if they use nuclear weapons, Zelensky told the Lowy Institute on Thursday. Not the other way around. Waiting for Russian nuclear strikes and then saying, oh, you've done that, then get this. Zelensky, widely regarded as ex-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. And they gave it to Henry Kissinger and other warmongers, so, and Obama, so why not? That's what you get now. They should posthumously give Hitler or Stalin or Genghis Khan the Nobel Peace Prize. They've made such a joke out of themselves. We'll play the clip of him saying this here in a moment, but do I need to tell listeners and viewers how dangerous this is? I don't think you need me to tell you, do you? But in case you're a leftist that just tuned in that loves war and pedophilia and open borders and fentanyl and collapse and death, Russia has one of the biggest nuclear arsenals in the world. They say the biggest. The U.S. actually has the biggest, I can tell you. Most of it's secret. But it doesn't matter if the West would destroy Russia. They will destroy us. It's called mutually assured destruction or MAD. Anyone that wants to violate that is MAD. And, of course, Biden came out and told a group of Democrat fundraisers at a fundraising event in New York yesterday that we're on the verge of Armageddon, nuclear Armageddon, and the end of humanity as we know it, which is actually a true statement, rarely coming out of the geriatric puppet's mouth. So now peace is preemptively, and he's implying nuclear weapons, attacking Russian bases inside Russia, which would make NATO and the West war criminals at a greater level than anyone in history. And they're just calmly talking about it. Now, at first when this came out yesterday, when I was still on air, the left was saying it's not real, it's deep fake. No, Zelensky came out and said, no, it's real. And now they're defending it, saying, well, yeah. In fact, in the last few weeks, I've seen articles in the London Guardian, a bunch of other publications, saying nuclear war is on the table and we should just go ahead and hit Russia first. And the Pentagon has a lot of war planners that say we should strike Russia first, which then again makes them have a hair trigger as well. So if you wanted to destroy human life and civilization, this is a really good way to get it going. There have been articles about how a nuclear war would reverse global warming and is good in the last week. So we're hearing all about this great thing called nuclear war. They were telling us a year ago, inflation's good for you too. Well, if you thought inflation was bad, well, try nuclear war. Breaking, Zelensky says NATO must launch preemptive strikes on Russia. Here is the dictator saying that.
Що повинно робити НАТО? унеможливлювати застосування Росією ядерної зброї. Але, що важливо, я ще раз звертаюся до міжнародної спільноти. Як це було до 24-го? Превентивні удари, щоб вони знали, що з ними буде, якщо вони застосують, а не навпаки, чекати ядерних ударів Росії, щоб потім сказати, ах ти так, ну ось тримай від нас. Переглянути застосування свого тиску. Ось я вважаю, що повинна робити НАТО. Переглянути порядок застосування.
So, the famous gay porn star, now the president of Ukraine, he was elected, but now he's made himself a dictator on record, is saying the way we have peace is we attack Russia, we clear them out nuclear weapons before they use them on us. Kind of a big deal, right? Kind of a big deal. That's what you call massive escalation. Here's a report on Infowars.com. It's got the quotes. Biden warns of nuclear Armageddon. U.S. President Joe Biden has said the risk of nuclear war is at the highest level since the peak of the Cold War brinksmanship in the 1960s. Yes, the Cuban Missile Crisis. He further claimed that Russia could seek to deploy some of its huge arsenal in Ukraine. Speaking at a fundraiser of Democrat candidates in New York on Thursday, Biden invoked a biblical reference to warn of potential nuclear annihilation, stating that soaring hostilities between Russia and Ukraine are with the West could escalate to outright, quote, Armageddon. Here's the quote. For the first time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have a direct threat of the use of nuclear weapon. If, in fact, things continue down the path they are going, the president said, apparently referring to the war still raging in Eastern Europe. We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Biden went on to assert that the Russian military is significantly underperforming Ukraine, saying that could raise the stakes in the conflict, ultimately leading to a dangerous spike in violence should Moscow become desperate, which Moscow is becoming desperate. So a bunch of quotes, Brigadier Generals and others, talking about imminent nuclear war. It goes on from there. Here, let's just read these. Despite the president's dire warnings, however, White House press secretary said earlier this week that officials had not seen any reason to adjust our own strategic nuclear posture, as there is no indication that Russia is preparing to immediately use nuclear weapons. But other Pentagon officials said that nuclear war may be needed, and I played some of those clips yesterday. So that's where we are right now. Then there's lots of fake incendiary news where the Russians will bury dead Ukrainian soldiers with crosses, with their information, and then they come dig them up and call them a mass grave. Well, they've done it again. Gold teeth Ukraine recovered from Russian mini Auschwitz torture chamber were actually from village dentist who was shaving them up to melt them down, which my dad was a dentist. Sometimes his patients didn't want the tooth with the gold on it. He would pile them up, pull it off with pliers, and then he melted and made my mom some beautiful necklaces, bracelets, and rings that she still has today out of people's teeth. My dad would sit there at a workbench he had at night. Probably could do it when I was about 10. It was probably the last time he made jewelry. He made his brother a ring, too. It says Joe Lynn Jones on it. And he made himself a ring. It said David R. Jones. But he would sit there and smelt it, heat it up, purify it, and then make a cast, and then pour it. And he made some really nice jewelry. Now, that's what this guy was doing. That now turns into they have death camps like the Nazis pulling people's teeth out. Meanwhile, Zelensky signs law that rules out Ukraine peace talks with Putin as impossible. What a nice guy. All right, we're going to move on to the massive COVID-19 death shot news that's just even topped yesterday's news. And then we're going to look at the sterilization of our children invasion taking place and so much more.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air. And I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them. And I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Poison vaccine developments in the last segment of this hour coming up. But I want to get back into the nuclear war threat and how it ties in to the shutdown of the economy, replacement migration, what the Cato Institute is up to, saying we need to shut off jobs to punish white people in America. I'm not kidding. This is the New World Order running this. These people are Nazis 2.0, very sophisticated, posing as leftists. But we're going to be getting to that in a moment. But here is a little piece we put together 3 months ago warning of how the situation in Ukraine would escalate into the potential for nuclear war. When you have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before, what do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch systems they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force. For a year and a half, I've been starting the show with air raid sirens. Previously, I only play air raid sirens 2 or 3 times a year to really note that we were in danger. Now it's every day, because that's the sound you hear. The air raid sirens are still up in Austin and Dallas, Texas, and towns wherever you live. When the nukes are coming in, that's what you're going to hear. So what are we supposed to say? What are we supposed to do? We have a president that can't even talk. Got a vice president that doesn't know what planet she's on. We've got mainstream news promoting pedophilia everywhere. We've got record suicide and crime. I mean, we are cursed, and we need to get back to God. So next segment, I'll hit all the poison vaccine news. I want to finish up with this now, because it's not just Zelensky calling for preemptive nuclear war against Russia. It's not just Biden saying we're on the verge of Armageddon. It's not just U.S. piles up on anti-radiation drugs but doesn't warn the people, $290 million worth. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's economic warfare against our country. And never has it been more obvious that the globalists are in direct war with the working class and the middle class of this country, which they branded as being anti-white. Oh, let's make poor people poor because they're white. When you make the general public poor, you make everybody poor. And if you look in the charts, if you cut out the top white billionaires on the top, in the nouveau riche and the wealthy and the middle class and the poor, Asian groups fill the top 9 slots. Then number 10 is whites. Number 11 is Hispanics. Number 12 is blacks. And then number 13 or 14, you can pull the graphs up, of the poorest people in America are people living on Native American reservations. The top 9 groups of the most wealthy people in America per capita is Asians. And everybody thinks and goes, oh, I knew that. I mean, the stereotype's true. On average, Asians, lowest crime rate, work 15, 18 hours a day. Almost all the valedictorians are Asian. Let's not lie. Asians keep to themselves on average and work their asses off. But then to turn around and say that let's have a bad economy to hurt white people, and I'm going to play a clip in a moment saying that, not from Black Lives Matter, not from some leftist group funded by Soros, but from the Cato Institute and an old white man saying we need to make white people poor. That takes their power. What the hell does that mean? A bunch of ultra-rich old white men and old Asian men and old Arab men and a few Latin Americans and a few Asians. You go to a Bilderberg group meeting, you go cover a globalist meeting, it's a bunch of old royalty and a bunch of old rich white people, including rich Jews and some Asians and some Middle Eastern royalty and a few people from Latin America. And so the media tries to make it a racial issue when it's a bunch of old white people. A lot of them got their wealth from Nazis. like Klaus Schwab and a bunch of eugenicists like Bill Gates, with a bunch of ADL folks running around promoting racial division. The closest thing I see to Hitler, people setting up a race-based society, is the left and the big banks funding them. So I'm going to hit the oil news that's so incredible and the energy news. But first, the stories on Infowars.com. Economists blast rural white males of low education while downplaying made-in-USA manufacturing. So he says, I'll play the clip, these old white people, these white males that want power, they don't want their jobs shipped to China. Who do you think works in factories in rural areas and farms and ranches? Hispanics, black people, and white people. I've got family in the farming and in the timber and in the ranching industry. And I can tell you, you go look when people are working out there, it's a group of diverse, hardworking, good people that go to lunch together and go to church together and that have assimilated very well. And are a community. And it's the same all across this damn country. And that's what they want to target is that and say, oh, let's take power from the white people by taking your jobs away. Anybody with half a brain knows they want to bankrupt everybody to make us on the universal basic income and the social credit score to control our lives. So here's the article on Infowars.com. Economists blast rural white males of low education while downplaying made in the USA manufacturing. An astounding clip from the Cato Institute, one of the influential Adam Posen economists, head of the Peterson Institute, says a focus on domestic manufacturing is simply a fetish for keeping white males and low education in the power positions they're in. Because the truth is, a lot of people, doesn't matter what color you are, decide to not go get a college education because most of them are worthless. You decide to go into industry and into work, and you work 10, 20 years and learn the industry, and you start your own company, and you become successful. In auto parts and manufacturing and farming and ranching and meat packing or whatever the case is. And they're saying, oh, we don't want any of that done here because people that don't know the education system, they might be successful and they might have a job. Listen to this monster.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the general fetish for keeping white males of low education outside the cities in the powerful positions they're in the U.S. And that is really what's going on here, because when you look at the costs of
men, you know, hit pause. We're going to come back and play all this, but just imagine the fetish for manufacturing. This guy's never had a real job. He's a parasite. He weighs like 400 pounds, and he's sitting up here with this panel that's shutting down America and taking us over with Bill Gates, and he says it's these white males who have a fetish for having a job or a fetish for owning their own company. Now it's racial, you see, if you want to have a job or you want to have your own company. These people are disgusting. Everything they do is to rob us and deindustrialize us and control us. Yeah, we got a fetish to own our own house. We got a fetish to lead our own lives. We got a fetish to own guns to protect ourselves. And everybody should have that fetish, and they are. And if the average person who isn't white picks up the American culture, it's game over for big, fat, degenerate, scumbag criminals like you, you disgusting blob.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Brian Stelter, Tampa, the globalist, is up there saying, oh, people fetishize having their own industries and their own jobs and being local businesses. That's why they had the lockdowns, to shut those down. And he says it's a bunch of uneducated white people. You mean people that actually have jobs? You elitist dirtbag? And all the tens of millions of people that have worthless college degrees that can't get a damn job in your parasitic system? And these are the leftists, and these are the corporate globalists that have produced hundreds of movies and TV shows trying to create a race war. So we don't have 10-to-1 black-on-white crime. We have 21-to-1 black-on-white crime, because they've gotten a large minority of black people, not the majority of black people who are great folks, but a large minority to go out and attack white people, including white babies and children. I have stacks of news today about it. Running over people with cars. Crazy black people running into hospitals, strangling white babies to death. Because and people climbing in folks' windows at night, killing white babies because they're white. You see it everywhere. 21-to-1. For every crime committed against a black person by a white person, there's 21 violent crimes committed, because these monsters in academia and the corporate system are telling black people, mainly young, uneducated, brainwashed black men, that whites are the devil. Well, you know what? Whites are the devil. This guy at the Cato Institute's the damn devil, and he's our enemy. Planned Parenthood's admitted target is black people to kill you. But if they can't kill you, they'll use you as a weapon. Unbelievable monster. So here he is saying uneducated white people want to have jobs. They don't want their jobs shipped to China for slave camps and suicide nets. Here he is.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the general fetish for keeping white males of low education.
Start it over again. He's sitting there with electricity, putting the lights on, all these cameras, all these microphones, all this manufacturing, the tablecloth, the bottled water, the coffee he's drinking. That's people working, but they're building a post-human world. So now, having a job's racist. And then as they get rid of the jobs, they say, we can't let white people have jobs. We got to take their jobs to make us fight with each other. These guys are villains. Start over with this maggot.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the...
Back it up again. That's his little joke to the so-called elitists, how they're going to make us all fight and kill each other. I'm going to piss off both sides. They're all giggling. Ah, we're in control. We're manipulating them against each other. It's so funny. Just like Hitler used race-based stuff to control people. While he claims he's trying to stop racial division, that's what he's doing. While he brings us all to our knees, he is our collective enemy. He's the enemy of the people. I'm going to stop interrupting. Just put that blob back on screen. He's hard to... just the sickening voice of a devil. Put him back up there.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the general fetish for keeping white males of low education.
You know, hit pause again. Back it up to the start again. I'm going to stop now. They have a fetish to have tariffs here and internal regulations so that we can't have manufacturing in America or export, while they shut off our pipelines and control our whole life and admit they're doing it on purpose, as he's doing here. But they have a fetish for slave labor in China, where the people get none of the fruits of their labor. These are the middlemen criminals that Trump talked about. All right, I'm not going to interrupt again, but just everything he says is a declaration of war against everybody. Here it is.
I'm sure I'm going to piss off both left and right, so I apologize. That the fetish for manufacturing is part of the general fetish for keeping white males of low education outside the cities in the powerful positions they're in the U.S. And that is really what's going on here. Because when you look at the costs of manufacturing, and Susan Houseman and her co-authors have done a lot, not of manufacturing, of trade, and job displacement and community, Susan Houseman and her co-authors have done a lot of work on this, and I'm sure she'll have a different view than I do. But when I look at the so-called costs of the China shock or the costs of the decline in manufacturing, I always think compared to what? For decades, there was enormous displacement of African Americans in this economy. Every time there was a recession, African American unemployment rates shot up much faster and higher than white unemployment rates. Single women were methodically excluded from the workforce, and especially if they became parents, or ghettoed in particular sets of jobs throughout the economy well through the 70s into the 80s. Displacements on large scales would happen when technology or trade broke through, like all the secretaries who got replaced by personal computers and other forms of office animation. Automation. And these kinds of churn, as the economists put it, never were decried. They never got political attention. They never got much notice. But when it started being the white male manufacturing people in the so-called heartland, which by definition was not urban, then suddenly this was a crisis.
The deindustrialization of America has hurt blacks, Hispanics, and women worse than anybody. But again, they have sold the country out by design with one-sided trade deals. They get fabulously rich. During the lockdowns, the average billionaire doubles their profit. And then they have the nerve to turn around and make it racial that they're shutting the country down. And we're going to get the white people by doing this. It's absolute fraud. Just look at that Brian Stelter-like creature and how stupid he thinks you are. Let's talk about facts, you demonic toad. Biden administration weighs complete block on all new drilling, including offshore in the United States. All drilling for gas and oil as prices explode. Fox Business. As Biden welcomes Venezuelan oil, a communist dictatorship, he prepares to block all U.S. offshore drilling. Polish households burn trash to stay warm as sanctions on Russia backfire. Energy crisis. People in Poland burn trash to keep warm in the coal shortage. Daily blackouts can hit U.K. this winter, up to 3 days a week, multiple times a day, warns National Grid, training you to be a slave and not have any power. Meanwhile, flooded electric cars spontaneously catch on fire in Florida after hurricane. So is cutting off the Keystone Pipeline, did that sock it to the Midwestern white guys? Did only buying communist oil out of Venezuela sock it to the white guys? No, it's to shut the country down. Go out to a oil field or go out to a pipeline and go take a look at what color the people are. They're every damn color, and they got good paying jobs. These people want to bring you to your knees. And if you're too stupid to know that they're your enemy, then we deserve what we get. But you're not stupid. You see through these damn monsters. What does you paying $4 a gallon for gas do if you're black or white or old or young or gay or straight? They're attacking every damn one of us, and they know it. And they think it's funny when that fat son of a bitch can't even wipe his ass. But he rules over us in those damn universities as they destroy the country. Excuse me. Mark Passio is joining us. I'll get to the big vaccine poison news after he leaves us. And we got Steve Quayle joining us on the World War III news and more. Please remember, we can't run this operation without you. And despite the fact that our iodine products are already so good for your body, and there's a big run on iodine happening right now, I don't sell iodine for radiation protection, even though our iodine is just as good or better than potassium iodine that they hand out that protects your thyroid from certain types of, you know, radiation. There's a nuclear war or nuclear power meltdown. We don't sell it for that. We sell it because it's essential in your body for your libido, your IQ, your stamina, your immune system, and it's essential to live. And it'll change your life. X3 is back in stock. Despite the fact it's going to sell out quick, we're selling it for 50% off still until it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's still in stock, got a big shipment, but at current sales rates, it's going to sell out quick. So get your X3 today. It's all part of the big mega sale going at InfoWarsStore.com, 40 to 50% off across the board. And we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion, our best seller, back in stock. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything your body needs to be healthy. Tastes great, totally natural. Put a scoop in a pitcher, swirl it around, drink it in lunch, dinner. Great for kids, great for adults, great for everybody. It's got so many amazing things in it, including the CoQ10. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to thank all the folks who are helping us with my personal legal defense fund. I got to pay 40% of legal bills around here, and we got a plan to appeal these giant, you know, fake judgments, these rigged courts. We can stay on the air for years in the appeals, but we need money to do them. So please go to SaveInfoWars.com, SaveInfoWars.com, make a donation to my individual legal defense fund, SaveInfoWars.com, and I thank you for your support.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies.